We're just going to touch a little bit. I'm going to read through Revelation chapter 8 in just a moment, make a couple of comments, but Pastor John will be preaching next Sunday, and we'll allow him to delve into Revelation chapter 8. But I'm grateful this last weekend, Jim and Cindy Wigington were with us, and we had a leadership conference up at Green Lake with our pastors and deacons and wives, and a great time, and then our couples conference this weekend. And Jim and Cindy, so glad to have you all. Did a wonderful job for us. I believe those notes and the video, I hope that we'll make available if you weren't able to make that. And I'm not saying this because Jim's here. It was truly one of the most impactful couples conferences that I've been to, in the messages and his look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 specifically. And so let me encourage you, we'll get those available to you. As we've been going through the book of Revelation in our recent studies, we've been following here the unrolling of the seven sealed scroll, which the Lamb of God, Jesus, who we've just heard so wondrously sung about, he has won the right to open the scrolls. Remember, heaven was in tears because no one was able to open the scrolls of the book. And yet Jesus came forth, and the Lamb of God, he won the right to open the scrolls by his death upon that cross. I mean, the title deed of the earth is his to take. And that scroll, the mystery of God, will be completed for us when we get to Revelation chapter 10 and verse 7. That's when we see the mystery is completed. And remember, a mystery is a truth that God concealed but later revealed for us the details in the New Testament. And God had given several of his Old Testament prophets like Daniel, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Joel, Amos, and Zechariah. It's wonderful to be reading through the minor prophets as we're going through the book of Revelation. Much being said, but it wasn't all revealed necessarily for them. They were given many insights of these end time events, but much of the detail, however, was hidden until the time of Christ. And Christ in Matthew chapter 24, the Olivet Discourse, gives to his disciples what is actually going to take place, and then more particularly the details in the book of Revelation. And the mystery is completed, and the realization of God's glorious plan is on schedule. He is in total control, and the promised kingdom is near. Just as Habakkuk said, when the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as waters cover the sea. I mean, this should bring great comfort to us and hope in the midst of even the judgment of God, that God will judge sin. He will judge an angry and a murderous world, followed by universal peace that will come through his Son, Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful that many of you here this morning have experienced the peace and the joy that God gives in the midst of trials and difficulties and struggles. That's part of his saving grace. But to a world that will reject God, peace will only come after God's judgment. And that's where we find ourselves in the book of Revelation. I mean, this is what we are witnessing as we study it. What will happen? Friends, God's judgment is coming. Six of the seven seals have already been opened when we come to chapter 8. And the waves of judgment now will start to roll across the earth, as Jesus said, as birth pangs. And by the time we come to chapter 7, 1/4 of the population has died. When we were out in chapter 6, we told you that would be like Africa and South America not having one soul on those continents. Daniel prophesied that these judgments would come, And they would cover a seven-year period of time in which the last days, as Jesus called it, are the great tribulation. Follow along if you have your Bibles, and I'm just going to read the text for us, and then I'll make a couple of comments. We'll have prayer. Hope you'll stay for our Bible study classes that take place afterwards tonight. We are observing communion. Someone said to me, you know, I would love for us at some point to study the life of Christ. Can I tell you, we do that on Sunday nights in the book of Matthew, and Pastor Greg will be preaching for us tonight. Follow along if you have your Bibles as I will read the entire chapter here of Revelation chapter 8, starting at verse 1. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar, and he was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Can I just tell you, God loves when we pray to him. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. And then the angel took the censer, and he filled it with fire from the altar, and he threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. So the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. And the first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. And then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. And then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch. And it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many died from the water because it was made bitter. And then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch. And it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. And I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels who are able to sound." I think what's important for all of us to see is to know that we are on the right side, God's side, and that the responsibility that he's given to us in that mandate to be witnesses will be lived out in our lives. If there's one thing, one word that you might have noticed there mentioned 13 times, maybe 12 in your version, it was the word third. A third of the trees, a third of the sea. God is a merciful God. I wonder if they'll see now who I am. You know, God could actually have just wiped it out in one swell swoop, but his mercy is seen even through his judgments. Lots made today of saving the earth, climate change, and when we come to this section of Scripture, there is going to be climate change. Romans 1:18 states, "The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." Now listen to this. "Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen." We read on that men are without excuse. God has revealed himself. When we were in that study in Romans, we said atheists, no man is born an atheist. They're educated to be an atheist. And what I find interesting, in over 10,000 verses in all the Bible, God only gave the atheist a half of one verse. "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." In other words, mankind should have been able to look at this world, at his world and the immense creation, and conclude there is a God and how powerful he is at all he has created. Romans 1:25 goes on to say that men exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and they worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Mankind has failed to honor God, has failed to recognize God, and has in turn worshiped the earth and Mother Nature. In the seal and trumpet judgments, God gets involved. He created the world, and he will destroy the earth. We're told heaven and earth will pass away, but his words shall not pass away. God is going to turn up the heat on this earth that he's created for mankind to see who he is. And in those last days, still have an opportunity to turn to him. God is a merciful God. God is going to use man's chief source of idolatry, and that is the worship of the earth, to judge mankind. Ladies and gentlemen, the wrath of God is unstoppable, and your appointment with God is unavoidable. We will never avoid the Creator of life. And for those of us who know him, what a day it will be when we're in his presence. And the question would be, are you ready? Father in heaven, we thank you. Thank you for the wonderful message of song that we've been able to hear this morning. And Father, as we just touched on this text in Revelation chapter 8, oh, how we praise you for being such a patient God. We thank you that there is still time for those who do not yet know you to repent and accept your great offer of salvation. Your salvation can only come through your precious Son, Jesus Christ, whose blood was shed on our behalf. He paid for our sins. And Father, as we see into the mysteries of your inner workings, the relationship between the sacrifice of your dear Son, Jesus, we see the incense of the saints' prayers. Father, may we fall on our knees before you every morning and cry out to you for your help. And we see in this text your judgment that is about to be poured out on this planet. May it stir us to greater worship. May it challenge us to be men and women of prayer. And may we be active in your service. For to that end, we renew our conscience, Father, to you. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.